Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Going to another awful event that occurred over the course of the bank holiday, the death of Detective Garda Deirdre Finn, who lost her life in a boat fire in Carrick and Shannon in the early hours of yesterday morning. Michael O'Toole is crime correspondent with the Irish Daily Star. He joins me now. Michael, I gather it's thought that she was asleep when the fire broke out.
Yes, the fire happened overnight, Philip. It was, everybody called her Dee. She was very well known. I'm your most journalists who cover crime would have known her from her activities in the Garda Representative Association. So she did own the boat. Boating and rugby were her two great passions in life, colleagues have told me. So she's on the boat. She had been up there over the weekend taking part in a rally, and the fire happened overnight, so the belief would be that she was asleep. We know that she had been socialising with two female friends, but it's unclear if they were on the boat with her at the time.
Somebody who was close to retirement, a very distinguished career, quite a well-respected investigator.
Yes, I think she was planning to retire early next year, maybe around March or April, but you have to have 30 years service in Garda Síochána before she can do that. So she was in her early 50s, very, very, very active Garda. We know that she was currently, her last posting was in the detective unit in Dunleary. Prior to that, she had been in Bray and Shankill, and she also was one of the first detectives in a unit called the Organised Crime Unit that was set up around 2008, 2009 to tackle gangs in Dublin, but also nationally. And that was the precursor of what's now known as the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. It was a very dangerous job. You were taken on. It was, you know, initially the start of the investigation, for example, into the Kinnegan cartel. So it was a high-stakes job. She left there around 2014 and went back to the what's called the DMR side, so the southern part of Dublin County, which is where she spent most of her career.
And there will be two investigations now.
Yes, so the Gardaí will obviously be investigating it, but there is, because it happened on a boat, there is a Marine Casualty Bureau of Investigation, and that unit will also be investigating it. Look, from what we understand, obviously it's very early days, but there are no belief of any suspicious elements to this. So obviously something happened to cause the fire, and that will be the subject of the investigation.
She's known, I think, remembered as somebody who had quite an impact working in the area of sexual assault cases.
Yes, so I mean, one of my first interactions with Dee in her professional capacity as a Garda, I knew her from the GRA. We photographed her as she was arresting a suspected sex offender at the time. That would have been around 2015. So now she wasn't part of what are known as protective services units, but prior to the creation of that, she had been heavily involved in sex crimes. So look, it's a very difficult investigation. I do know from her colleagues, she was totally committed to the job. She was totally committed. Investigating sex crimes involves investigating attacks on the most vulnerable in society, and she was really, really committed to helping the most vulnerable.
Very, very sad event indeed. Michael, thank you very much for talking to us this morning there about the death of Detective Garda Deirdre Finn in Carrick and Shannon yesterday morning. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.